FM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The threat of terrorism forces a pop superstar to cancel some tour dates.
Two men were arrested Wednesday morning in Austria. Officials say they were planning on carrying out a terrorist attack at Taylor Swift's concert. She had three Eras Tour shows scheduled for Vienna starting Thursday night. All three shows have now been canceled. Authorities say after the arrest, there's no imminent threat, but a, quote, abstract threat still remains. The two men had allegedly pledged their allegiance to ISIS.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. They are joyful warriors. That's how Vice President Kamala Harris described herself and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Their first full day of campaigning together. Their stop in Wisconsin, they overlapped with one by Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. One person is dead, one injured after a helicopter crash at Fort Novasol Army Base in Alabama. Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to make a second landfall early tomorrow in South Carolina. This is ABC News. NASA says they're not stuck, but two astronauts that went to the International Space Station on a Boeing Starliner might finally have a way home.
NASA has been trying to figure out now for weeks how Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will get home. They were supposed to be in space for only a couple of days as part of the first human test launch of Boeing Starliner, but they've been up there for over 60 days because of problems with the capsule, the latest issues for Boeing. Now NASA says it's considering bringing them home on a SpaceX capsule, but that would mean they have to stay until February of 2025. SpaceX astronauts would launch with extra spacesuits and return with Wilmore and Williams. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If missing the smell of an Auntie Anne's from the mall has you nuts, this could be the gift for you. The restaurant is launching its own perfume called Need Eau de Pretzel. Auntie Anne's signature fragrance will be available to order online starting August 14th. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaigning in Eau Claire today.
When Vice President Harris and I and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance also speaking in Eau Claire today. The latest Marquette Law School poll this afternoon shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Jordan Love will play this week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland in their first preseason game, and Matt LaFleur has decided he wants to see Jordan Love take some snaps in the game. The quarterback's reaction at his locker.
You know, I'm excited just to be able to get back, get the feel of the season getting started. So get out there, see how long we're out there. But anytime you get to be on the field, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, work on things, get better.
And it looks like his right tackle, Zach Tom, is ready to go after tearing a pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Zach Zach Tom asked if he's had any contact in pads yet.
I was doing that all last week. You could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some live-ish reps. You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Braves in Atlanta after a huge win for Milwaukee last night, 10-0. Seven scoreless innings by Colin Ray. The Braves outscored 17-0 in their last two games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, slight shower chance late, low upper 50s. And maybe a shower tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend, sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage joins us to talk about some of the programs they have available to help finance your home. And Tad Taggart from Western Racket Fitness gives us a wrap-up on the event indoor.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Good week. It's Wednesday and a lot going on. By the way, Cori Bush lost her primary yesterday. This is the third progressive scalp that AIPAC, you know, an organization advocating the interests of a foreign government, have taken down. I think there's something fundamentally wrong with that. You know, there were primaries in several states yesterday. That was probably the biggest outcome. Tim Walz is everybody's dad and grandpa. Welcome, Dose of Sanity. We'll talk about that in just a moment, my op-ed today. Also, a very big deal. Georgia okays rules that could allow local officials to subvert elections. This is not a good thing. And Greg Pallast will be with us at the top of the second hour of our program today. Who's sorry now, he writes, spelling it S-A-R-I. Why? Trump disses Asian American voters. I didn't realize how large this voting block was. I'll share that with you in the second hour, or Greg will. Also, Wisdom School alert, how honeybees use voter-based democracy. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Jenna Ellis, one of Trump's lawyers, is now singing in Arizona. Is Trump going down? And Senator Dick Durbin continues to let Republicans walk all over him, honoring blue slip objections to judges. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. So, you know, a lot coming up today, a lot going on. Tim Walz has clearly broken the brains of the GOP, you know, of the Trump guys and Vance and, you know, I mean, did you hear his joke yesterday? I'd love to debate the guy if he gets up off his couch. Anyway, Tim Walz, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. In fact, I had written another piece for today. And, you know, I'll probably run it tomorrow. But I just, you know, I got up this morning and it was just so clear to me. I mean, it just, you know, sometimes the clarity the day after kind of thing. That Tim Walz is the dad that people who grew up in dysfunctional families wish they had. The grandpa that people who have lost their grandparents to Fox so-called news wish they had, or wish he could sit down with their parents, or grandparents rather, and say, you know, it's going to be okay, and you know, you can leave that MAGA stuff behind. Jen Senko produced a movie, The Brainwashing of My Dad. She's been on this program a number of times. She turned it into a book as well. You know, about how she lost her own father to Fox so-called news. He retired and, you know, normal Midwestern guy, he retired and began watching Fox News. And within a year, he had become withdrawn, bitter, angry, and was filled with hate. And she and her family staged an intervention. They basically took Fox away from grandpa or from dad in her case. And, you know, using that child lock option that's the cable systems have where you can lock out a channel. And when he went back to watching normal television, you know, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, Dad made a full recovery from the temporary mental illness that Rupert Murdoch had thrown him into. And this is something that is, you know, a very real thing, which I'll get to in just, I'll get back to in just a second. But here's Tim Walz. He's kind of the anti-Murdoch. He's the not just the antithesis of, but the antidote to the kind of poison that Fox News and right-wing hate radio sells every day. And I use the word sells intentionally because they're literally making billions of dollars a year selling poison, selling psychological poison, selling emotional poison, selling political poison. This hate and bigotry that has been driving this right-wing, this frothing, foaming at the mouth right-wing hate machine. You know, there's not a city in America that doesn't have right-wing hate on the radio. You literally, there's no place in America where you can't turn on the radio and find right-wing hate. Maybe only 20% of America can you turn on the radio and find any kind of progressive voice, but right-wing hate is everywhere. And that's no accident. You know, from Rupert Murdoch, you know, Reagan fast-tracking his citizenship back in 1985, and then him rolling out Fox News in 96. I mean, just the level of hate and anger that has been coming out of this media machine for about 40 years now. I mean, it really got started in 86, 87, when Reagan blew up the Fairness Doctrine and Rush Limbaugh's show was rolled out the following year. And, you know, here we are. Here we are. So Tim Walz comes along, and he's like I said, he's kind of the antidote to this mind poison. He's a normal guy. He joined the Army National Guard fresh out of high school when he was 17. He rose to the rank of Commander Sergeant Major. He was the highest ranking enlisted man ever to serve in the United States Congress. He became a top advocate in Congress for America's veterans. He used the GI Bill to go to college. He got his master's degree. He went to work teaching high school civics, social studies. He coached his school's football team and took him on to state championships for the first time ever. He smiles. His students love him. His family loves him. He's a normal guy. His daughter's a vegetarian. He's got a dog and a cat. He hunts. Now, I'm no hunter. I'm no fan of hunting, but, you know, I grew up in the Midwest. It's a normal thing to do, especially for boys and men. Although my mom used to go hunting with her dad, I mean, you know, back in the 30s. So, you know, or back in the 20s, maybe. I'm not sure, you know, what the year was, but must have been the 30s because she was born in the 20s. But, you know, like I said, he's the grandpa everybody, you know, wishes they had when they've lost their real grandpa to Fox News. He carved butter at the state fair. He helped create the state's, the school's first gay-straight alliance back in the 1990s when homophobia was like the norm in America. He said doing so as the coach, you know, rather than letting one of the gay teachers do it, you know, but as the football coach, the straight football coach with two kids, you know, who's teaching high school civics, social studies, that would be a more powerful state, the single most possible powerful statement of support for the queer kids in the school. He passed, and this is what's insane. He passed legislation, signed legislation, or maybe it was an executive order, I'm not sure. But in any case, the policy now in Minneapolis is that in all the public schools in the state, there are tampon machines in both the boys' and girls' bathrooms. Why the boys' bathrooms? In case there are trans boys who are still menstruating. I mean, it's just, this was a gesture of basically love and support for school students. And you know, it was a big deal for the girls, too. 1 in 10 girls misses school because of her period, because of lack of access to inexpensive products to deal with the period. And so Tim Walz, you know, put these machines, free dispensers, in all the girls' restrooms too, you know, in the public schools of Minnesota. So, I mean, this is just a, you know, kind of a normal common sense thing to do with a shout out to the queer community. And so what are the Republicans doing now? What was their big attack against Tim Walz overnight? It's all over. It's all over social media this morning. It came, it started with, you know, libs of TikTok or whatever that, you know, hate account is. And they're calling him Tampon Tim. Like, this is all you've got? This is your big hit on the vice presidential candidate? I mean, it's just incredible. No purchased bone spur x-rays for Tim Walz. I mean, he's just embodies the patriotism that I grew up with in the Midwest. He reminds me of my own dad, who also left high school at 17 to go fight, you know, Nazis in World War II, in my dad's case. You know, his contrast with Trump's infidelities, his con jobs, his constant angry bitterness is like a sunlight-like disinfectant for our body politic. And he shows up, J.D. Vance, with his creepy obsession with women's genitals, birth rates, and his fealty to billionaire patrons for the weird guy that he is. I can't tell you how happy I am that that Tim Walz is our vice presidential nominee, and how silly this Tampon Timmy hashtag is. It's pathetic.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're going to win this election big if people just show up. Double check your voter registration, especially if you live in a red state.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. These can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom.
He's changing the game, ending hate's dark spell. With a heart so big, he does it well. Bringing us together, healing the divide. Tim Walz, his joy reaches far and wide. Tim Walz brings in joy like a ray of light. With his daily hat, everything feels right. He's the dad, the uncle, the grandpa we need. In every moment, in every good deed.
In the heart, yep, Tim Walz is the guy. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. John Pavlovitz over on his Substack newsletter. Writes, using tampon Timmy as a slur is a wildly ironic strategy for a court-established rapist too scared to debate a woman, a guy who believes unmarried childless women don't matter, representing a party trying to legislate women's reproductive systems and take away their autonomy. That's why Tim Walz, he writes, confounds and terrifies Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the Republican Party, and the entire MAGA movement. His open respect for women, his quiet confidence in his own skin, fly in the face of the hollow, insecure alpha male posturing and the Neanderthal women are less than ideology they've been trafficking in. He adds, this nation is ready to embrace a masculinity embodied in Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff, one that does no harm, one that gladly defers to a strong, capable, talented woman, and one that makes all of us better. Yeah. Meanwhile, down in Georgia, the Republican plan is kind of, we're starting to see it fleshed out. You know, Donald Trump has one rally scheduled. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to be every single day for the next 3 months. They're going to be someplace in America, mostly in these 7, 8, 9 swing states. They're going to be someplace in America campaigning every single day. That's what you do when you're running for president. Donald Trump is not. He's playing golf every day. He's just, you know, hanging out, having a good time. He's got one rally scheduled, and that's in Montana, like a state that's not even in play. Why? Because he doesn't think he needs to win the election in order to become president again. He's got these election boards all over the country, in every single swing state, Republicans have appointed election deniers, Trump acolytes, to election boards where they are committing themselves to refusing to certify the elections in the belief, and I think, frankly, it's a mistaken belief. I don't think this is going to play out the way they think it is, but they're going to try and they're going to screw things up and it's going to be a hell of a mess. But in the belief that if they can deny the certification of the vote, particularly in swing states that go for Harris and Walz, that then either that will give Trump the necessary majority of electoral votes, so you don't have to hit 270 if every state doesn't, you know, certify their vote. If a bunch of states say, sorry, we don't have any electoral votes because we can't certify our vote, then the number drops from 270. And so they believe, number one, that they might be able to just win the Electoral College outright by refusing to certify the vote in those swing states where Trump has lost, where Harris and Walz have won. If that doesn't work, their plan B is to deny enough electoral votes that nobody hits that necessary threshold. And that's more likely if Bob Kennedy does well in the election, although I think his bear story and his brain worm and you know, his bizarre positions on Russia and on vaccines and things like this are, I think they've just turned him into such a marginal candidate that he's not going to be a factor in the election, but we'll see. But in any case, if they don't hit that, you know, that majority, the 270 or a smaller majority, in the, as the case may be, then the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives. And they'll probably go to the Supreme Court to make sure that it happens that way. And my guess is that the right-wing majority on the court will do whatever Trump wants them to do, because they don't want, I mean, both Thomas and Alito want to retire. Alito has basically said this. And they don't want to retire if Kamala Harris is the president, is going to appoint their replacements. So, you know, they'll just do whatever Trump wants. But will the American people stand for that? Or for that matter, I mean, you know, after this, you know, the whole certification mess and everything else and the court, I mean, will the Biden administration, who will still be in charge until January 20th, will the Biden administration even go along with the Supreme Court ruling? So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, we're all walking into this with our eyes open. But down in Georgia, this election board just passed by 3-2. A law or a rule that goes against state law that says that they can delay the election as long as they want if they don't like the outcome of it. So,
you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The threat of terrorism forces a pop superstar to cancel some tour dates.
Two men were arrested Wednesday morning in Austria. Officials say they were planning on carrying out a terrorist attack at Taylor Swift's concert. She had three Eras Tour shows scheduled for Vienna starting Thursday night. All three shows have now been canceled. Authorities say after the arrest, there's no imminent threat, but a, quote, abstract threat still remains. The two men had allegedly pledged their allegiance to ISIS.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. They are joyful warriors. That's how Vice President Kamala Harris described herself and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, their first full day of campaigning together. Their stop in Wisconsin, they overlapped with one by Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. One person is dead, one injured after a helicopter crash at Fort Novosel Army Base in Alabama. Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to make a second landfall early tomorrow in South Carolina. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fire departments are having an emergency of their own. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh pollsters talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. Several Big Lots big box stores are closing in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
The big box retailer is locking doors and closing seven Wisconsin stores. It's part of a nationwide downsizing. According to a recent SEC filing, the company plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two of the hottest stars in Hollywood are in discussions to star in the new A24 film, The Drama. Zendaya and Robert Pattinson are in early negotiations to play a couple about to get married when something unexpected happens. The incredibly busy Zendaya is coming off two big hits this summer, including Dune and Challengers, and is about to start filming a new season of Euphoria. The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced, and to no one's surprise, Taylor Swift leads the pack with 10. Swift received 8 nominations for her Fortnite music video and was nominated in the Best Pop category and for Artist of the Year. She was followed closely by one of her favorite collaborators in Post Malone, who was nominated 8 times for Swift's Fortnite video and got a 9th nom for his country hit I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, slight shower chance late, low upper 50s. And maybe a shower tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend, sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. It's 67 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Picking up your calls here, Ray in Hollywood. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi there, Tom. Good morning to everyone. I have a question, and what do you think would be the potential or the possibility to end military deployment to foreign countries?
I think it would probably be a really bad idea. Why?
Excuse me?
I said I think it would probably be a really bad idea if the United States... I mean, this is what Putin and Putin's people in the United States have been advocating for some time, is that the United States should just withdraw from the world and basically let him take over as much as he wants, you know, destroy the rest of Ukraine, move on to Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, take Poland, let China take Taiwan, things like that. I just don't think it's a good idea. I think democracy is a good thing, and I think, you know, our defending democratic nations around the world is a noble task.
Well, actually, the occupation or the deployment of troops in different foreign countries, I think what it does is it makes a threat, I think, a threat, and it also...
Well, this is what Putin's been saying. He's been saying, yeah, I had to invade Ukraine because, NATO represents a threat to Russia. Or at least that was what he was saying a year ago. He kind of dropped that in the last year and has replaced it with his new shtick, which is that Ukraine isn't even a country. It's actually part of Russia, and we're just reclaiming our territory. But, Ray, I just don't believe that BS, you know, coming out of Putin and out of the autocrats. I know it's very popular on some people who call themselves lefties who, like take money from China, like Code Pink, but I'm just, or at least the people involved with Code Pink. But I'm not there. I'm sorry. I think that America has an important role to play in the world. Thanks for the call. Meredith in Minneapolis. Hey, Meredith, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Just a moment turning my fans off. Oh, I'm so excited. I've never been on the radio, and I'm on the radio now. Hi, I'm Meredith. And I listen to you, Tom. Tom, you're awesome. Okay, so I live in Minnesota, and I used to live in Minneapolis. I moved to a suburb about 3 years ago. But I lived about 2 blocks from where George Floyd was murdered. And I called them to say, you know, I hear people saying Governor Walz, you know, shouldn't have called in the National Guard and whatnot. I can say from my own personal experience of being there that, you know, I am an African-American woman and I was with my brothers and sisters feeling that pain, you know, but it changed everything for me. My neighborhood changed overnight. Someone threw a rock through my window. Someone broke into my car. I lived on a busy street, but this was stuff that had never really happened. And then the last thing was there was a bullet in my screen door. So the neighborhood changed. You know, I remember being in my house, hearing the chants, the helicopters. And I thought about my parents, who are both from Detroit, and their stories of telling me what it was like to grow up with riots. But I just want to say that safety at that point was really important to me. I was totally with the movement. And what is it that Martin Luther King says? The riots are the voices of the unheard?
Yep.
Something like that?
Yep. Words to that effect.
So, yeah, so as, you know, I didn't know like a ton about Governor Walz because after George Floyd, everything changed for me. And now when I heard him up there talking and hearing that Minnesota accent, I'm like, do we sound like that? Oh my gosh. He spoke
just, you know, to remind people that there are people that can, you know, that can identify with you of being broke, of debt, of, you know, but still going to college, pushing through. And I think that needs to be celebrated. Not everybody wants to go to Yale. Not everybody can go to Yale. But I'm just so inspired by this as a Gen Xer to see it. And to me, it seems like finally we have two adults running for president.
Yep.
We're getting down to business.
Yep, I am completely with you. And you know, it's funny, he's been criticized, you know, by some for calling in the National Guard. He's also been criticized by the Republicans for not calling in the National Guard soon enough. It turns out that there was a legal process he had to do to go through to call in the National Guard, which delayed his ability to do that by about a day and a half, I guess. You know, and I think it's important to remember that police station that got burned down, turns out that it was a right winger from Texas who came all the way up to Minneapolis, a Trump fan who came all the way up to Minneapolis, who set that building on fire. And the original breaking of windows in Minneapolis, which kind of started the whole thing, that was also a right winger. In fact, there's allegations he was a cop. I'm not sure he's been identified, but Umbrella Man, you know, he was clearly not part of the any kind of a progressive movement. And so, you know, it's, yeah, it's a good one. Meredith, thank you. Thank you for the report, and thanks for sharing your story with us. That was very...
Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thank you for calling. Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to bring up this idea I had about Tim Walz saying, you know, how everything, the Republicans are just weird.
Yeah.
So I thought we could take it to the next level by making the word Trump a noun to mean weird, and we could reinforce that by saying things like, oh, that's so Trump, and you just keep repeating it and reinforcing the idea of Trump being weird.
That's an interesting idea. I don't, you know, I'm not a culture jammer here. I don't control the culture, but I think that's...
That's a good one. You could reinforce it, and then you could repeat it in future elections as a reminder of what was and what we don't want to have in the future.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Sean, thank you. That's a good one. Colin in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Hey, Colin, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks very much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller here.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share my profound excitement for Kamala's vice presidential pick and Tim Walz, and the incredible inspiration he represents for a young man like myself. I'm a 26-year-old middle school 8th grade English and U.S. history teacher who helped found the Model UN. Yeah, thank you. With some amazing students of mine last year. So to see a guy like Tim Walz, a former school teacher himself, have the type of career he has had, especially his success as governor of Minnesota, where he championed these amazing progressive policies that have had a tangible positive impact on the lives of those in Minnesota, just so exciting and inspiring.
Yeah.
And can I share one final thought, Tom?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This is in response to some earlier callers who expressed concern about Pennsylvania. While I agree Pennsylvania is a critical state that Kamala has to win, you know Shapiro is going to campaign heavily for the Harris-Walz ticket. He's not going to be a vindictive man. And he's proven to be an effective politician who's capable of reaching his base. And he isn't going to abandon Kamala just because he wasn't selected to be VP. So from a strategy standpoint, I think it's way more important to have a genuine man like Walz who can appeal to voters in battleground states like mine here in Michigan and across the Midwest. Thank you so much for taking my call, Tom. I appreciate all you do.
My pleasure, Colin. Thank you. And I agree with your assessment. I think spot on. I think you did a very good analysis. Thank you. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I got a group. I don't know if you've heard of them. But just as an aside for the women out there, I got an idea, too, about, you know, how they're always talking about pay women the same as men.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we flip the script and pay men the same as women and see how they like it? Just an idea.
Cut wages. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the Republican strategy, isn't it? You know, they're opposed to the minimum wage and opposed to unionization.
Oh, they want as many, they want feudalism to the extreme.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was, is there's a group, and I just saw this report, from ProPublica. It was over a year and a half ago, and I'd never heard of them. And I usually don't miss stuff like this. Have you heard of the Ziglag Group?
Yeah, we had the author of that piece for ProPublica on this program about 2 weeks ago. And the Ziglag Group is a very quiet, below-the-radar group of right-wing millionaires and billionaires who believe that our country should not be a secular democratic republic, but instead should be a theocracy. It should be a state run by essentially mullahs. Only, you know, right. Christianity, you call them pastors or priests. And, you know, and they're working to do everything they can. They're trying as hard as they can with big money to...
They're the ones behind True the Vote. They're the ones that are doing all this, trying to put challenge registrations and get people thrown off the rolls so they won't be able to vote. They're also the ones behind doing the challenges at the polls. I just can't believe, and it's because I missed your show 2 weeks ago, obviously. But, yeah, it just set my hair on fire when I found out about that. And, by the way, one other big priority I want to see something done is these 501(c)s need to be reined in, and we need to fix that law. If these people are going to continue to be predators on our democracy, then their money needs to be, their operations need to be curtailed, whether it's in these mega churches or wherever the hell they're doing it at. We need to rein them in and fix this 501(c) tax.
Well, I wouldn't curtail them. I would just eliminate their tax deduction or their tax exempt status. I mean, you know, and if they truly, if they truly are saying, oh, well, we're doing good works here, well, fine, do good works. Don't show a profit. You know, spend all your money on, you know, helping people, and at the end of the year, you won't have a profit, so you won't have to pay taxes anyway. Ike, thank you very much for the call. Spot on. Right. Yeah, we need to enforce the Johnson Amendment, frankly, from 1956, that says that nonprofits that engage in political activity lose their nonprofit status. It's just that simple. It's the law. It needs to be enforced.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And that law has not been enforced ever since Jerry Falwell, with his 501(c), was brought into the Reagan administration, essentially.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special look. One, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week. Which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, that would be your
they're fixed to the name.
Dave from New Berlin texting in, Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt and Air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has something to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why, for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com.
From dawn's early light to the setting sun, we rise each day, the work's never done. With calloused hands and dreams so bright, we build this nation day and night. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside. Every effort, every task, a brighter future is all we ask. Work is the
52
heart.
Minutes past the hour. Yes, we need unions. Debbie in River Falls, Wisconsin. Hey, Debbie, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm outside the Harris Walt Rally in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Right now, you mean?
Amongst the line of cars trying to get in and people walking amongst cornfields that are tasseled out. It's a clear blue sky here, but unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to get in. I've been here for 2 hours driving around.
Whoa.
Their parking situation, it's an outdoor event, like at a fairgrounds of some sort. And I was able to go by it at 9:30 and saw huge, huge lines of people inside the event already. Wow. The doors opened up at 9 a.m. I got here at 9:23 and couldn't get in. So I've been in a line of cars wrapped around, snaked around this event center. Turned around, they've you know, blocked off the one area that they made us all go back to, And now we're all back turning around. We all got out of our cars, parked our cars, and started walking. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let us in that end. So now people are walking all the way around to the other side. But I've never seen so many people in western Wisconsin that are thinking like I think.
Well, that's great.
It's pretty crazy. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. And Donald Trump can't even fill a stadium.
Exactly.
I think that's why he's quit doing rallies.
Yeah, I agree. And even if I don't get in today, I am going to. I'm 71 years of age. This is a pinnacle, you know, this is, you know, a highlight of my life. Yeah. I was a Bernie lady. I've got six of my nine grandchildren are daughters. I'm looking out for my grandkids' futures, and I will have my voice be heard, no matter what.
There you go. Debbie, I think so many Americans feel the same way. And J.D. Vance yesterday gave a speech in front of a police station, and he had like 15 people showed up. I mean, you know, in fact, somebody on social media said, is this the Four Seasons landscaping? Because it's just like, go ahead.
I have one other thought, too. I've been thinking this, that Walt is going to change the hearts and minds of these farmers up here. Mm. And, you know, it becomes a group think when your group thinks that.
Debbie, I just lost you, I think. Your phone is breaking up. Debbie, I'm sorry, I've lost you altogether. I'm going to have to move along, but thank you for the call. David in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Thank you. So in regards to the potential, you know, Harris versus Trump debate, I've heard a lot of Democrats for a while say that Trump's afraid to debate Harris. But I also heard them say before the Biden-Trump debate that they were afraid, Trump was afraid to debate Biden, and pretty much the entire nation saw how that ended up panning out for Biden. And the other thing of it is Kamala, you know, you can say all these things, I don't mean you personally, but you can say all these things about Trump, he's crazy, and they're all true. But Kamala's record of debating is, she doesn't do particularly well. I mean, she debated Tulsi Gabbard, kind of eviscerated her entire campaign in one debate in 2020, and Kamala had nothing really to counter that. And look, I'm not saying Trump's a good debater. He rambles.
No, I get your point. She didn't put in a sterling performance in the primaries in 2020. And I don't disagree with that, David. But
correct.
I do think that she has learned. I think that she has grown. I think she's really smart. She's at the top of her game right now, you know, at the kind of pinnacle of her life. And I think she will eat Trump's lunch. I don't think there's any way that Donald Trump is going to be able to. And frankly, I don't think that there's any way that he's going to be willing to debate her. He's terrified of her. Powerful black women, powerful women of color, scare the hell out of Donald Trump. Look at what Letitia James did to him. Look at what Fannie Willis is trying to do to him. David, thanks for the call, but I just don't think she's got anything to worry about. Other than Trump chickening out, which he's apparently already done. So we'll see. Up next, Greg Palast is going to drop by. How Trump has dissed a major voting bloc in America and what that might mean. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba,
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.